In Robert Harling's Steel Magnolias, the audience eavesdrops on six gossipy women who go to the same beauty shop and babble about the group's youngest member, Shelby, an uncontrolled diabetic, as she prepares to marry. The show has been around since 1985 and is wearisome in this Scottsdale Community Players production. This mediocre production won't save this struggling community theater. Why do such a tired, cliché-ridden, and shop-worn play? The only reason to produce Steel Magnolias is to present a stellar cast equal to the excellent movie ensemble. In Scottsdale, everyone works hard, but only two of the six-person ensemble comes close to capturing the characters they portray. The other performers play roles but never convince audiences that they are these Southern women. You are always conscious of actors performing roles rather than inhabiting the people they portray. The story seems silly and pretentious now, but it is very real to these women and the society they inhabit. The focus is on Shelby, who is in denial about her diabetes as she faces marriage. Her doctor warns her not to have a baby, but she gets pregnant, and after giving birth to a boy, she goes into kidney failure after rejecting her mother's donated organ, and she dies. The remaining women have trouble accepting Shelby's death, and they chatter on and on about trivial things that impact their shallow lives. When the play opened, it talked about awful things, but today, 30 years later, the story now seems contrived. The carryings on over Shelby makes Steel Magnolias a quaint historical piece, and it's time to retire this play. Director Judy Rawlings tries hard to stage the play and turn this into a believable acting company, but she never succeeds, especially with a laggardly paced production. Of the ensemble, the best is Maureen Diaz, who comes close to becoming Malin, Shelby's mother, who tries to help her daughter understand her limitations. Jamie Sondemir is idealistic as Shelby, while Jody Weiss plays beauty shop owner Truvy with no special flair. Ashley Faulkner plays scattered beauty shop technician Anel with frazzled optimism, but Laura Durant has her feet on the ground as Clarie. Patty Davis Suarez is blandly uninteresting as the crazed, dog-loving Weezer. The Scottsdale Community Players' Steel Magnolias isn't anything special, so if you've seen this overexposed play before, there's no reason to trudge to Scottsdale in this hot weather to watch a boring production. It earns 2 stars out of 5 and continues through Sunday. For KBOC, I'm Chris Curcio.